1988. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking Mustangs, and we're going to be talking to the author of a wonderful book. It was a big seller back in 2011. It has been re-released, updated, and the book is called Mustang Bots 302 from Racing Legend to Modern Muscle Car. And we have the author of that book, Donald Farr, standing by. So we're going to spend this whole hour talking about the book and also talking about Mustangs in general. I've owned a number of Mustangs in my day. As a matter of fact, my first car was a Mustang, probably one of the most least favored Mustangs of all time, but it was a 1977, so that means it was a Mustang II, but it did have a 302 V8 in it. However, it was not putting out a whole lot of ponies back then, about 140 or so. But I've owned other Mustangs. I owned a 1979 Mustang Pace car, which was quite a cool vehicle. It had Recaro seats. It also had a 5-liter V8, and mine was serial number 13. I kept that car for close to 20 years before selling it to a friend. I've owned some more modern-day Mustangs. I would love to be in the position, which I'm not, to purchase one of the brand-new ones, whether it is a my dream would be a Shelby GT500 here for 2014, as I know that engine is not going to fit in the next generation Mustang, because the Mustang is celebrating 50 years in 2014, and rumor has it that the next generation Mustang will be unveiled at the New York International Auto Show. The original Mustang, which debuted for 64 and a half, was also debuted in New York at the World's Fair, and it was in April of 64. It was a 64 and a half, and that's what I've heard. But I've also heard rumors of length, and it may show up earlier in Detroit at the North American Show in January. Well, this gentleman joining us right now on the airways of Auto World can tell us all about some of those rumors, and of course, we're going to talk all about this wonderful book. Donald Farr has been on the staff of Mustang Monthly magazine for 30 years. In addition to his magazine work, Donald authored Mustang Boss 302, Ford's Trans Am Pony Car, and co-wrote How to Restore Your Mustang with Mustang Monthly founder Larry Dobbs. And he currently owns the 66 Mustang GT that his grandfather purchased new. We want to welcome back. It's been a while since we talked to this gentleman, Donald Farr, to Auto World. Donald, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. I love Corvettes and I love Mustangs, and that's kind of an unusual combination, because usually you're in one camp or the other, but I've always loved Mustangs. And tell us about your own love of Mustangs. When did it truly kick in?
Well, I guess I'm fortunate, or maybe I just should say I'm old enough to have pretty much experienced the Mustang from the beginning. I was 11 years old when those first ads came out in April of 1964, and 11 years old, you're an impressionable age, and I was starting to watch cars, and all of a sudden, you know, the Corvette was out, and the Mustang, and the Corvette Stingray, which was a fascinating car to me back then, and here comes the Mustang. It was a sporty-looking, practical four-seat car with a trunk, and I just observed them, you know. I'd watch them out of the back seat of my parents' Comet. We were, you know, driving around. But then in February 1966, my grandfather bought a 66 Mustang GT coupe, and it kind of changed my whole perspective. All of a sudden, my grandfather became like a celebrity in our little hometown. You know, Mr. Guy has a Mustang, you know, and you know, he's a 50-year-old grandfather, and it just... I wanted to be seen in that car. I didn't want to be seen in my parents' Comet, but I wanted to ride around with my grandparents in that Mustang. And from there, so when I, senior in high school, my first car was a 70 Mustang Fastback, and that led me into, a few years later, I traded it for a Boss 302, and that led me right down the road to Mustang clubs and Shelby clubs and riding and to Mustang Monthly, and, you know, here we are today, you know, 30-something years writing about Mustang.
Well, that's great. 50 years of the Mustang, as we know, Donald, as we go into 2014, and Ford has already started talking about it, publicizing it. Matter of fact, at the New York Auto Show this past April, they already had signage up, and I know they've hired some special people for some of the celebrations that they're going to be doing for the Mustang. But since you were 11 years old, let's go back to that time, because it was a different time in America, a simpler time. Lee Iacocca is basically regarded as the godfather of the Mustang. Let's talk a little bit about Lee Iacocca and his goal for the Mustang, and then that excitement. I mean, back then, there were only the three major television networks, and Ford did just an incredible job of ramping up the excitement about this car, and the first few days that it was on sale, they just sold an enormous amount of Mustangs, and this vehicle was on the cover of Time magazine.
Well, it was on the cover of Time and Newsweek that same week, which was kind of a coup for Ford's marketing department. Iacocca and the Mustang were on the cover of both of those news magazines, which Iacocca attributed 100,000 sales just to that fact alone. But yeah, Iacocca just had that image that something was there for a car to appeal to the emerging baby boomer market. You know, we had Galaxies and Impalas and all those big cars, and then we had, on the other side, the compact revolution, the Valiant, the Falcon, and not very exciting cars. They were practical, but not very exciting. And he just saw that there was a market for a small car that had a sporty flair, but yet still had four seats, still had a trunk, so you could, unlike a Corvette, so you could carry luggage or golf clubs or whatever. And he just kind of pushed that through. They had a committee that met. They called it the Fairlane Committee, because they met at the Fairlane Motel in Dearborn after hours to discuss this. And they came up with what turned out to be the dimensions and the marketing and everything for the Mustang that eventually arrived in April of 64. I mean, right down to they wanted to introduce the car at the World's Fair in New York in 1964. So they had a date that they wanted to introduce it at a, and that was different in those days, because most new cars came out in September.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all, from that age, we all looked forward to September when we could go see the new cars down at the dealership. But they brought the Mustang out about 6 months earlier, ahead of all the hoopla of the new introduction.
Mm-hmm.
So it came out by itself. That in itself was a marketing genius idea.
Oh, absolutely. And these vehicles, the original Mustangs, are so beloved today, as really all Mustangs are. And, you know, I said at the beginning, even, you know, the much maligned Mustang, too. I know that there are clubs that that support that vehicle as well. But certainly Ford did a wonderful thing for the 2012 model year in resurrecting the Ford Mustang Boss 302. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about this book in the beginning of the Mustang Boss 302. It's all straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations around North America and around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. I'm Bob Long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I hold in my hand here a wonderful book. It's been revised to include the 2013 Ford Boss 302. It's called Mustang Boss 302, From Racing Legend to Modern Muscle Car, by our very special guest, the author Donald Farr. And this is an officially licensed book by Ford, and it's been updated. It was a big seller back in 2011, and it's been re-released here for 2013. And I got it in my hand right here, and I've really enjoyed reading this book and always enjoy talking with Donald Farr. And let's begin by talking a little bit about some of the the beginnings that you've got here in the book. You've got the foreword written by Parnelli Jones. You've got the prelude written by, I can't believe, my friend John Clore wrote this, and an introduction by Mickey Mattis. Tell our folks around North America a little bit about the foreword, the prelude, and the introduction.
Well, I have to give our friend John Clore much of the credit for me getting to do that book. Originally, Ford had come to John, as you know. John is a journalist, worked at Auto Week, and is now at Ford Racing. And because he was inside the company, they had originally come to him about doing the launch book for the 12 Boss 302. And when he got to the point where he realized it had to have the history of the Boss 302, he remembered that I had written a book about the original 6970 Boss 302s back in 1981. And he just, and I thank him for this every day, he said, well, I don't need to redo that. Why don't we just get Donald Farr to do the whole book? And everybody agreed. So much of the early part of the book about the 6970s and the Trans Am racing back in those days is a revision of my original book from 81. And then John had me up to interview the engineers today for the 12 Boss 302. And through Ford, they helped me get in touch with Parnelli Jones to do the foreword. And Mickey Mattis from Ford Racing, who was very involved in the car, wrote the introduction. So got to say that John Clore was very much responsible for the chapters up front, and me getting to do the book.
Yeah, John is an amazing historian, and I remember when I was with Motor Trend for 10 years, not only as their radio host, but a writer and latter-day blogger, and did some streaming TV for them before that chapter closed in 2011. But I remember doing a couple of live radio remotes from an event in Southern California called Fabulous Fords Forever, and at one of the events, John Clore, I basically did a walk around with him as we walked the field there in down there at Knott's Berry Farm, and when we would come up to a vehicle, and John would just describe it in just great detail, all the nuances of all these different Mustangs. He's just a great guy and an amazing historian. Chapter one of the book here is devoted to Ford going racing in the years 1963 to 1968. Tell us a little bit about this period and why Lee Iacocca thought that this was a smart logistical and marketing move for Ford to get into.
Well, it goes back to the baby boom movement. Younger people enjoyed racing and performance, and so Ford came up with a campaign called Total Performance. And of course, the early days, it was mostly Galaxies. They came out with a fastback Galaxy that they were racing in NASCAR in the 427 engine. And it led right on up to, in the mid 60s, they were racing in Le Mans. Won Le Mans, beat Ferrari in 1966, thanks to Shelby American's help. And of course, the Mustang was a big part of that when it came out. They converted them into drag cars and provided a lot of support to Trans Am teams. Shelby American helped win the Trans Am championship for Mustang in 66 and won it outright in 67 with the Tullingwa racing team. And so by 1968-69, the Camaro and Challenger, well, the Challenger came a little later, but the Camaro and Firebird were in the races, and so there was a lot of competition. They were very popular. The road racing between Mustangs and Camaros and at the time Barracudas. And, well, Ford decided they wanted to, they lost it in 68. The Chevrolet won. Ford had come up with its own tunnel port engine that wasn't very reliable. So they, for 69, they had come up with the Boss 302 engine, which was basically a 302 Windsor block with the 351 Cleveland four-barrel heads, which wouldn't actually be on production cars till 1970. So they went ahead and put them on early for this racing purpose. And they had to sell street cars per the Trans Am rule, so they came up with the Boss 302.
So chapter two is devoted to the building of that original 1969 Boss, and really goes into great detail. And it's interesting, the great shots that you've got here of the engine cutaways, and folks are going to love this and can check it out. The book is published through Motorworks International, available on their website as well as Amazon.com and the usual places. But the performance objective for this 69 Boss 302 is basically to be equal or greater than the Camaro Z28. Is that correct, Donald?
Yeah, that's correct. The Z28 had a 290 horsepower 302 engine, and they said, well, we got to at least meet that objective if we're going to be competitive in the showroom and look legitimate. So, yeah, they did that. You know, they did it with solid lifter cam and high flow exhaust manifolds, and especially the 351 Cleveland heads, which had huge ports for that little 302, which kind of hurt it down, and low end torque wasn't very impressive, but it really screamed in top end. It would rev to 6,000 to 7,000 RPMs. In fact, Ford came up with their first ever rev limiter to put on those cars because they were scared people were going to be blowing them up trying to rev them to 7,000. But, you know, typical hot rod enthusiasts, they figured out how to get around it, how to rewire it, and do it anyway. So.
Oh, that's great, Donald. Let's talk a little bit about the styling and the look of the Boss 302 for 69. Tell us a little bit about the gentleman that was responsible for the design and some of those characteristics which were echoed in the release of the 2012 and 2013 Boss renditions. Some of the same elements were seen on the modern day vehicles, but they got their start back in 69.
Yeah, I was fortunate when I was doing my research for this book back in the 80s to get to know and become friends with Larry Shinoda, who you may know that he worked at General Motors. He was responsible for the Corvette Mako Shark show car, and also for some of the styling of the Z28, the rear spoiler and the cowl induction hood. But when his boss, Bunky Knudsen, from General Motors to Ford in 1968, Bunky brought Larry Shinoda with him. And Larry wasn't very impressed with the 69 Mustang, which was already in the works.
Well, hold that thought, Donald. When we come back, we'll continue to tell folks about the styling of the original Boss 302 Mustang. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
If you're a Mustang person like myself, you got to check out this great book. It's called Mustang Boss 302, From Racing Legend to Modern Muscle Car. Donald Farr is the author. It's published by Motor Books International, a division of the Quayside Publishing Group, motorbooks.com. And got a couple of emails from folks wanting to know if you could still buy the Boss for 2014. And the answer is no. If you didn't get it in 2012 or 2013, Ford has stopped production. And we were talking with Donald about the original Boss 302 for 1969 and the look of the vehicle. And you were telling us that Larry was unhappy with the overall look of the base Mustang for 69, and so he wanted to do something special here with the Boss.
Yeah, and he was, in particular, he did not like those the fastback quarter panel scoots, which were fake. He was... In addition to being a stylist, he loved to add aerodynamics, and he felt like anything fake just wasn't good on a car like that. So for the 69 Boss 302, he was able to get rid of those side scoops, which went away totally for all 70 fastbacks. But probably the big thing he did was design the side stripes for the Boss 302. They were a C-stripe, and he kind of took that cue from the 67 Mark II GT40 race cars, where he got the idea of the C-stripe with Boss 302 kind of injected into the middle. So, but that was nothing compared to what he was going to do for the 70 Boss 302. He really had a chance to put his touch on that car, and he came up with the wildest stripe scheme that's ever appeared on any American muscle car. You know, started at the front of the hood, ran down the hood, came down the side of the car, and went all the way back to the rear bumper. And they were reflective. You shine your headlight on them at night, and they were, instead of black, they would turn white. So it was kind of a And not only that, then his aerodynamic aids came in. He added a front spoiler to the Boss 302. He came up with the rear spoiler, which was optional, not only for the Boss 302, but for other Mustang fastbacks. And then the sports slat, which I believe he had done at Chevrolet for a Monza concept car. And he told me when the sports slats, of course, covered the rear window. The idea, that big rear window just acted as a heat producer when the sun hit it. So
yep.
The idea was to shade it and give it a sporty look at the same time. But he said the Ford people about seized up when they saw those.
Let's talk a little bit about the great success that the Boss 302 had in Trans Am Racing. And, of course, Parnelli Jones played a great role with that. But Ford really did extraordinarily well with this vehicle on the track.
Yeah, they should have won the Trans Am Championship in '69. They had two teams, Bud Moore with Parnelli Jones and George Fulmer, and then Shelby also had a team. But four or five races in at St. Jovite in Canada, there was an oil down, and three of the Boss 302s got involved in a very bad accident. Nobody was hurt. But the three of the cars were pretty much totally destroyed. They tried to piece them back together, but they were never able to recover from that and lost the 69 Trans Am Championship to Chevrolet again. So they returned in 1970. The Shelby was gone, though, but Bud Moore was back with his school bus yellow 70 Boss 302s. Parnelli Jones and George Fulmer had a year under their belt in the car, and they just went on to pretty much totally dominate the season. They won the championship the next to last race of the year, and then the final race of the year, Fulmer and Parnelli put on one of the greatest displays of Trans Am racing ever, racing each other to the end with Parnelli winning.
So true, and if anybody has a question for Donald Farr, I'm so into the interview here, I haven't reminded folks that we have open lines if you'd like to get in. If you're a Mustang person, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or anytime, 24-7, you can email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com. And again, hello to all of our great listeners down in Atlanta on WCFO, as well as all of our great stations across North America. Let's fast forward to Project 747. This was the rebirth of the Mustang Boss 302, and I know from the get-go that the engineering folks targeted for the modern-day Boss 302 to be faster than the BMW M3, which is quite a competent vehicle, at Laguna Seca. That was one of the things that they said right off the bat. We wanted this vehicle to be a better handler and could lap better times at Laguna Seca, and that's no easy assignment. Right off the bat, they had some pretty high goals for the return of the Boss, which it did for the 2012 model year. But tell us about the early days of Project 747.
Well, to Ford's credit, there were many opportunities for them to bring back the Boss name. They had done several vintage type cars. They did the Bullet in 2001, and the Mach 1 came back in 2003. And so it was always bumping around in their mind that, you know, it was bring back a Boss. But they never had the right car. The engine at the time was a 4.6, which didn't come up to 302 cubic inches, so that didn't work. So there was pretty much a group at Ford, including my friend Mickey Mattis at Ford Racing, who pretty much said, we just cannot do a Boss until we have a car that will honor what the name means.
Mm-hmm.
So when the 12 Mustang or the 11 Mustang came out with that new 5-liter Coyote engine, which is exactly 302 cubic inches, something tells me that might have been done on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They saw that the time was right to bring back the Boss as a legitimate name to the past. And I got to say, they hit it on the head. They came up with an intake manifold that gave the car more top-end power, developed a suspension and they had a great car to start with. To even have the goal of competing with a BMW M3 meant that they had a great car to start with. 10 and 11. So they just developed that suspension, and they came up with a car that could beat the BMW, especially at Laguna Seca.
And certainly, when you talk about beating the BMW M3, here's a vehicle that, you know, stickers in the $60,000-$70,000 range at least, and a vehicle that's produced in pretty limited numbers. The modern day Boss 302 was also produced in very limited numbers, but it had so many unique touches. Let's talk a little bit about the exhaust system, which is really very unique to the 2012-2013 Boss 302. They did such a wonderful job with the exhaust system, and of course just a tremendous job with the suspension system. And it's interesting when I talk to some of the executives at Ford and find out what's in their own personal garage. I know a number that own a Boss 302, and they took that over any other vehicle in the Ford portfolio, because this is such a great handling car.
Well, as you know, the sound of a performance car is such a part of the experience, and they really wanted to enhance that with the Boss 302. I can't think of another car that has an exhaust system designed to sound good.
Yeah.
And to the driver. What they developed was a quad exhaust system. It has dual tips out the back, just like any regular Mustang exhaust system, but right before the mufflers, pipe branches off out to the side. You can't see it unless you get up underneath and look at the car, but inside that pipe is a little metal disc with a small hole in it that allows some of the exhaust sound to come out to the side of the car. So if you have the window down, you can really hear it.
440 magnificent horsepower as well. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to tell you about the modern-day Boss 302 and talk about the older ones as well with Donald Farr.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big-time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We are back, and we thank so much our very special guest here, Donald Farr, for joining us for the entire hour. They have re-released this big seller from 2011. Motor Books has done so. It's called Mustang Boss 302, from racing legend to modern muscle car. Donald Farr, our very special guest, the author. The foreword was done by the one and only Parnelli Jones. The book is chock full of all kinds of pictures and illustrations, 215 color, 51 black and white images, and it is out there right now and available. And before we go any further, Donald, remind us some of the places that folks can pick up this book.
Well, always a great place is Amazon, and you can also get it right through the Motor Books website,
www.motorbooks.com. All right, that sounds great. In addition to all the great performance bits of the Mustang Boss 302, I mean, one of the things that I know a lot of my journalist friends, this is a vehicle that I, for whatever reason, never got a chance to drive. I wasn't invited on the original launch of this vehicle, but I have several friends that own them, so I've been around them, and they're just incredible machines. And engine-wise, this Boss 302 engine was quite unique. I mean, it was based on the regular Mustang GT 5-liter, but this engine was massaged up to 440 horsepower and just fit perfectly right in between the GT and the Shelby GT 500, but this is a much better handling vehicle than the Shelby GT 500. Let's talk about a couple of other cool attributes and cool offerings that the modern day Boss 302 had. Something called Track Key, you got to tell folks about that, as well as the very limited production version of the Mustang Boss for 2012-2013, which was the Laguna Seca edition, and that's a real cool piece.
Yeah, the Ford, you know, somebody there had the idea where they, you know, they have the MyKey where you can give your teenage son a key and the car won't go over 60 miles an hour. So they used that same technology for the Boss 302 to come up with a track key. You use that particular key and it resets the computer parameters and gives the car, you know, a little more power, a little more torque down low. I forget now how many parameters. It changes a lot of parameters within the engine, and also changes the idle. It gives it more of a race car type idle, which I thought was a really, really cool feature. And then while they were developing the Bosch 302, as always, they go as far as they can. And so they had developed some things that they finally said, well, we can't offer just in a regular production car, but why don't we have a special edition for people that just want to drive their car on the track? So they came up with the Laguna Seca, which was named after the racetrack in Northern California. And it doesn't have a back seat. It has a brace across the back of the back seat area that helps stiffen the car. Has a transmission cooler, an oil cooler. It just has some things that would help you if you decide you want to take your car to a track day.
Yeah, it's a spectacular piece and can be decked out in some really exuberant paint schemes. And if you see those out there, you will not forget the experience, the Laguna Seca edition, Boss 302. Got an email question here for you, which came in from Jeff. And Jeff is listening in Florida, and he has a question going back to the early Bosses from 69, 70, 71. He writes here, Bob, can you ask Donald if there was ever a Boss 429 edition? I believe there was, wasn't there, Donald? Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Boss 429 actually came out a few months before the Boss 302. Like the Boss 302, which was created so they could go Trans Am racing, the Boss 429 was created so they could homologate that engine for NASCAR. The Boss 429 engine, of course, was the answer to Chrysler's Hemi. It was a Hemi-headed 429 Ford engine. Very radical for the day, very limited production. They built, I think just a little over, not even quite 2,000 in 69 and only 500 in 1970. But unlike the Boss 302, which was so radical looking with the stripes and the blackout hood and all of that, the Boss 429, you could almost mistake it for a six-cylinder car. I mean, basically all it had was a big hood scoop and little Boss 429 decals on the fender. So, but they wanted that big engine. Bucky Knudsen wanted that big engine in the Mustang, and logically it probably should have been in a Torino or something, because that's what they were racing at NASCAR. But
yeah,
he felt like putting that engine into a Mustang, which they had to modify the shock towers and do a lot of other different things to get it in there, was the thing to do, and it made one of the baddest Mustangs of all time.
Absolutely. You must have been thrilled when Ford resurrected the Boss 302 for 2012-2013. I know they sold like hotcakes, and certainly this is going to be a future collectible item, as are all the older Boss 302s that are out there. But writing this book, and now that it's been an updated form with 2013 specs and everything else, tell us a little bit about your own reaction to how the book came out and the process of writing this book. I mean, an awful lot of work went into it. I can see that, but this certainly must have been a labor of love for you, Donald.
Well, it was a big honor when I was asked to do it, thanks to John Clore. And, you know, a lot of the early information I already had, because I had done the book back in 1981, so it was a revision, and I added information that I had picked up in my years at Mustang Monthly. So there's some different things in there, some different pictures. And, you know, just to be asked to do a book like this, to help launch the 12 Boss 302, was a great honor. And of course, the first book just included the 12 model, and mm-hmm. if everyone doesn't know this, Ford, if you bought a Boss 302, Ford sent you a gift pack, which included my book, posters, information about the track key. And so when they came out, and of course the 13 wasn't out yet, so I couldn't include any information about it in the first edition of the book. But when the 13 model came out, they asked me to revise the book to add the 13, because, you know, they wanted to send out this gift pack and they wanted to make sure the 13 car was in there.
That's
so
right.
I did that at first. And then when the first edition of the book sold out, Motor Books, made the revision, the second printing of the book.
That's great. Congratulations. It's definitely just a wonderful tribute to Ford history, Mustang Boss 302, from racing legend to modern muscle car, published by Motor Books and written by Donald Farr. As we look ahead to the next generation Mustang, the 50th year is upon us here in 2014. What's the latest rumor that you hear, Donald? Is it going to be introduced in New York, or is it going to be introduced in Detroit? I've heard in more recent times, I've heard Detroit, but for the longest time, I thought the game plan was to emulate the New York debut like they did in 64.
Well, I guess the last I'm hearing is they're not sure.
So
I've heard January, and I'm also hearing it may be closer to April, probably at one of those auto shows you're talking about. Yeah, I'm no closer to having good information as you are, Bob. we're eagerly awaiting. Of course, that's a big deal for us at Mustang Monthly, and you know, all of the Ford and general interest titles at Source Interlink Media, which includes Motor Trend and Hot Rod. So we're waiting anxiously for word when we can help introduce this new car.
Oh, sure, absolutely. And having attended the 40th birthday of the Mustang party down in Nashville, Tennessee, that was just a great event. And I don't know if Ford is planning any big event for the 50th. I think they're going to do a lot of smaller events, if I had to venture a guess. But
actually, there are two big events planned for April 17th through 20th. Next year, one at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and to make sure the people on the West Coast aren't left out, they're having one at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Oh, cool. That is great news. And, you know, this is going to be a great story to follow here on the broadcast. And again, if you love Mustangs, and like I said, I absolutely love Mustangs. I've owned five or six in my day. This is a book for your collection, Mustang Boss 302, from racing legend to modern muscle car. Donald Farr, it's been a pleasure having you here on Auto World. Thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.